Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
There was a poll, a survey of 2,000 parents of school-aged children that found out that 59%, almost 6 in 10, revealed that they often text their kids instead of communicating with their kids, giving in to the tech, I guess, plateau that the kids are like living in now because they're all in the techie world.
Big time.
So instead of calling down for your kids, instead of like saying, hey, come to dinner, they're shooting the kids with texts now. And I know I felt some type of way when I saw like people who are on our staff, they had kids that were showing up to stuff and they had to put an iPod in front of them. And I was like, I'd never do that. And then I saw people communicating with their kids via text. And I'm like, I'd never do that. I've given in to both of them.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, my kid, because I mean, I'm in a townhome that has three separate flights of stairs.
Yep.
And I don't like running up and down the stairs all the time. So I hit my daughters like, hey, what do y'all want for dinner? Blah, 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 blah. We end up texting each other in the house because they're in their rooms. I'm down on another floor. And it feels like bum parenting. It really does. And I'm embarrassed to say it out loud, but you've heard me say worse.
Well, you've have less of a connection. I know you don't mind going up and down the stairs, right?
I don't mind it. I mean, it's you know, parenting cardio for me, but if it's a conversation where I just got to go up and get an answer and then come back down, it's easier to text. And I tried not to. I tried to keep calling them down because we grew up in a time where it was like you had to come in the room to answer a question for your parents. You had to come in a room to grab the phone call that they said, hey, come talk to your grandma.
Yes.
You had to come do that.
Yep.
You always had to have some sort of interaction with your parent. And that kept their eyes on you.
Mm-hmm.
So they knew if you was doing something crazy. If you had to come downstairs to get the remote.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can't find a remote. Come down here and help me find a remote. You know what I'm saying? You had to do all those things. Now it's like everything's over text. And honestly, it sucks.
I don't want to get to that point.
My mom had a specific whistle that she would do to let us know that dinner was ready.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, that
like
that
a dinner bell.
Yeah,
it was a specific whistle, and that was it. You knew. It was like a dog whistle.
You come running in.
Everybody would come in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine getting a text instead.
If it bothers you.
It wouldn't feel
you,
the same way.
No. It
but
wouldn't.
If it bothers you so much, I get the whole quick answer, yes or no. So I understand that that's very convenient to just text. But why don't we mix it up a little bit? Not for everything.
No,
if it bothers you, it sounds like it bothers you.
It does. It bothers me, but I got to tell you, it's hella convenient. It's just, you know, if you're ready, like I don't go and do dinner on my own and then just make them eat what I make.
Mm-hmm.
I give them a vote. Because usually I'm ordering it, or if I'm going to make something, it's like a limited thing on what I can make. So I let them choose, like, what do you want today? Sometimes they want something light. Sometimes they want a pasta or something like that. So I kind of let them vote. But they usually have to, like, talk.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, all right, daddy wants to know what you want to eat, blah, blah, blah. So I let them have, I text up and say, hey, lady, and it's a group text.
Yeah.
So we're on it, like, the same way the show is on a group text.
Yes.
Me and my kids have a group text.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been going on for about a year.
Cute.
So, you know, and I'll say, hey, dinner is coming up, so you guys link up and figure out what you want to eat.
Well, it's not like you're not seeing each other.
It sucks.
If it bothers you as a parent, and then we got to switch it up. Although I did say back in the day, I didn't want to use a tablet, you know, at the dinner table. And trust me, I do. So I get it.
If there were cell phones back in the day, we would have been doing the same thing. So don't trip.
There you go.
This says, I have to say, since summer break and I'm up early, let's see, I love my freaks, my mornings were very empty, but now I got my freak show, so I love
you. Oh, thank you.
That's great. All right,
would you ever text her them like that group text if you guys were all home? I get it, like they're at school and you're on at work or something like that.
No, you can't text them at school because they don't have them in the phone. This is at home.
At home?
Yes.
Yeah, so they're texting at each other in the house.
Y'all
got
a group chat going on?
Yes,
everybody's in the house. That's what I mean.
No.
Yeah, like you can't text your kids at school because they keep the phones away from them.
They're in the bedroom. Yeah. They're talking about dinner and texting him.
Yeah, they're a floor above me.
Why don't you text them, get their little asses in the room,
that's
and then y'all can talk about it.
That's still texting. Because
if
I text them and have them
them
come downstairs and say, hey, I want to talk about dinner.
Well, it's either that or this. Hey! You know, yelling in the house.
Yeah, I try not to do that.
Oh, I definitely
I try not to do that.
Yeah,
because you don't want to be the yeller.
No, it's just because they can't hear me.
You don't want to be the texter.
Yeah.
Yeah, daddy.
Yeah. Use those vocal cords.
Let's see. Why don't you text them to come downstairs so you can talk about it?
There you go.
But you're still texting.
No, you're just telling them to listen. Either you're screaming across the house because your house, the way you live it, is structured like that. Or, you know, you just text, say, hey, get your little booties in here.
We got out of the 904, said, if I didn't text my kids, we wouldn't talk. They come home, they go straight up to their room, start on homework, and then they start on their gaming. So I can get them on the phone when I text them to then come downstairs for any conversations we want to have.
I constantly tell Anthony this because I don't think he gets it, because the kids are only going to be this small for a certain amount of time, and soon enough, and it's probably earlier now, they're going to be on their phones, going to their bedroom, the TV, you know, home. Yeah, they're going to want to be secluded by themselves. It happens to everybody.
I make them come downstairs to watch, like I told you, we do the movie night.
Yeah.
And you guys gave me like a litany of movies that we have now gone through, probably like 40 movies or whatever. And it's like a punishment to them.
It is?
It is.
Oh, they're going to remember movie night, though.
They like it, yeah. But... And they've quoted some of the movies and stuff, and I've seen them laughing about it. But the thing is, when they go, I get offended when they go in their room and close their doors.
I get that.
And from each other, too. Like, one goes in one room, want to watch their computer. One goes in one room, want to chat with their friends, whatever. Yeah. And they have the power to close their door. Mm-hmm. I tell them all the time, like, I don't really like y'all locking your doors. Like, I don't think we should have locked doors in here. Like, everybody should have respect, knock before you come in, whatever.
Yes, love that.
But when they go up in their rooms, I'm sitting downstairs, and I'm like, yo, like, I just drove you home from school, and y'all just want to go up and mm-hmm. just, y'all don't want to spend no time with me. Aww. So I make them come downstairs, and they just kind of sit there, and then we start watching TV, and they're like,
Let me ask you this. After the group text for dinner, right, boom, Uber Eats or whatever shows up, and now it's dinner time. Are they on their phone during dinner time, too?
Oh, my gosh. Be honest.
The whole time.
Be honest.
Yeah.
They have a setup. Like, my daughter comes down with the headphones.
Her
AirBuds.
Oh, she got the headphones.
Oh,
she has hers. And then my youngest daughter has, like, a phone holder kind of thing. Like,
so
it props
watch.
It up in front of her. So they both have their separate shows going on and sitting there watching while they eat.
All right.
And then they get done, and they're like, thank you, Daddy, for dinner. Give me a kiss, and go right back up to their room.
All right, we need to work on this. I think we can get past the texting across the house. If you would rather text instead of yell across the house, that's one thing. But let's start putting our phones on top of the kitchen counter and then having conversation during dinner, because it could be 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and then you can go back to screen time.
One of my fondest memories growing up was, like, the conversations that we had at dinner. Every time we'd have a topic, and my father would make us kind of like debate it. And mm-hmm. if I had no opinion, it was like, well, you need to figure out an opinion. Then he was going to challenge it. I cherish those memories.
So somebody said, Orlando got to get that dad whistle. I don't have it. Here's an idea. Why don't you just walk up the stairs and ask? No text, no yelling, no problem. I go up there all the time.
Yeah.
But they don't have a decision made. And then
you're wasting your time.
Then so they spend some time. Yes. And then they don't have like an immediate answer. So when I say, hey, you guys think about it, dinner's ready, you know, blah, 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 blah. We got to make the call. Are we going mm-hmm. out? Are we going to do whatever? And then when I go back downstairs, I'll get a message back just out of convenience.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's from my youngest, because she'll find out what her sister wants and she'll disseminate the information. Or
they're already gone when it comes to the texting thing.
It's also kind of wild to me to think that, like, everybody has their own individual order. Dinner, you know, I just
you
remember
eat
dinner.
One
it's
thing
like
Mama made.
We're all eating the same thing.
No phones during dinner cooking? Time is very popular on the text right now.
Yeah,
they're saying it. They're saying no phones during dinner time at the dinner table. Oh hell no! Don't let that happen.
Yeah,
especially with headphones and a holder holder.
We can do better. Oh, we can do better with this.
Listen, I'm just trying not to be. I know I'm not trying to be the buddy, but I am trying to like let them live a little bit.
Yeah, but dinner time is the best time to catch up with them. What's going on in school or summer or some information just may pop out accidentally. You know, you guys get closer together.
They're in New York this week, and if I institute a change, it won't change until next week.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Until next week. So if they come back and I'm like, all right, so let me have y'all phones for dinner.
Say, we're just going
like,
to try.
Or just tell them to leave the phone in their room.
In the room, yeah.
No headphones.
You're not taking it from them. That way they're not abrasive about it.
The earbuds thing bothers me. Like, if you have headphones on and we're supposed to be sitting somewhere together, it makes it feel like you have no interest to anything I could possibly say.
That's like taking right. them to dinner and they just have their headphones on.
Oh, well, now, when we went to Olive Garden and they have that thing with the games on it at table.
The tablet, yeah.
And they played like that, you know, all the way through dinner. And then when dinner came, they ate and whatever. But, like, they just engage. It's just a different. I try not to be the old head, but there's a different vibe with the kids once they get techie in front of.
I think
dinner
is different.
They lose their minds. Yeah. And so it's like you kind of want to let them live because it is their way to unwind because mm-hmm. they dance and they go to school and they do all
Busy.
These things
yeah.
that they don't get the access to their phones. So I'm like, yo, I got you for a couple hours before it's time to go
it's
to bed.
It's 20 minutes, though.
I let them live.
You know, kids don't, I don't
and
think,
I hate it.
Need that constant stimulation. You don't always need like a screen in front of you because a conversation with your father or with your brother or sister can be and should be just as stimulating.
And you can have the TV on in the background as like background noise or a game or something. That's cool with me. But to have a screen on the table, when you guys are eating at the same time, correct? It's not
yeah.
just the girls?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, you're sitting down together. Yeah.
So let me ask you this while we're having a moment of clarity. Are you on your phone?
No.
You have your phone all the way down and writing emails and stuff like that.
No.
Yeah. I think you should institute that.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And especially, you know what? Especially after coming back from a trip, they should have plenty to talk
Stories.
About. Start it with like, hey, I want to hear about your trip. Leave the phone in the room and then just keep that going.
Yep, and they'll never even know about it.
I'm going to blame Uncle Dobby.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.